Fantastic Dash and Farm.
Hello, this is AJ.
And this is Double Gamers, a podcast with tips, tricks, game reviews, game ratings, and random opinions.
Today's topics are Nintendo DS, Alexa vs. Siri.
Maybe Nintendo DS, because we're going to have to run this short because he's going to leave in a while.
And the games from the Toy Normal. So we're going to actually start with Alexa vs. Siri.
Because this is a topic, a weird topic, that we just thought of on the spot. Not really on the spot, but, most of you probably know who Siri is. She's the computer built into most of your smartphones.
Because everybody has an iPhone.
But Alexa is basically a homeroom computer.
Siri.
It doesn't have, like, it's not like a computer, like a laptop or something. It's just a cylinder thing. It has no screen or buttons or anything. It basically works like Siri. Yeah, it does. But it can, like, change the volume on your TV on command, and it can, like, like play radio channels.
So you have to say, Alexa, what is 9 plus 10? 19.
You have to say their name first. Hit her name first.
But with Siri, you don't.
You have to press a button.
Well, this is going to be a debate between Siri and Alexa.
Representing Alexa.
Me!
I'll do it. Representing Siri is...
AJ!
Yay!
So, most of you, if you want more about Alexa, just look it up.
Yeah.
So, what is your opening argument?
Well, the one thing... Alexa can do most of the stuff that Siri can do, right?
Yeah.
So that makes it pretty much equal to Siri. But it can also turn up the volume on what you're watching anytime if you hook it up to your computer. And it can also play radios by voice command. You can go like CT, like you can do like Alexa, play the football game or something, and it'll, like, do the radio thing.
Yeah, but if it was Super Bowl, I'd say, yeah, but if you, what it actually, you do have to say, we do have to say, Broncos versus Carolina at 6 o'clock p.m. play on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Yeah, you can actually say, Alexa, play Sportsnet 90 The Fan, and she will play Sportsnet. So, come at me with that. Can you beat that?
Siri has a bunch of Easter eggs in it, which is just fun to do. Like, if you ask Siri to beatbox for you, boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats. But isn't that amazing? Because they changed it from puss in boots to boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I can do this all day. And then she goes, cats and boots. Well, Siri... So, yeah. Well, you were saying before that Siri, you have to hit a button or hold a button. You can actually turn your command on your iPhone 6 saying, hey, Siri, and every time you say, hey, Siri, Siri will pop up.
Can I come at you with something else?
Okay.
Well, you say that Siri comes with a bunch of hidden Easter eggs. So does Alexa. If you ask Alexa the Jedi code... She will say the Jedi Code.
The real one?
Yes, the real one.
Okay.
I can prove it to you.
If you ask Siri, if you say, Siri, Blue Jays, if you just say Blue Jays, it will show you all the Blue Jays scores and their schedule for the next week. Oh, wait, that's not Siri. Okay.
Well. It looks cooler. Alexa looks a lot cooler. It's like a black cylinder. It looks really futuristic. And it, when it hears what you're saying, it does it so well that there's a little light. And it'll go like turquoise all around, but then dark blue to where the voice is coming from.
Does that matter?
It makes it cool, AJ.
Siri is built into about a three... More than 3 inches. I mean, built into an iPhone. Siri is built into an iPhone that's not even this thick anymore. Well, it's pretty much this. Well, you can't see, but really thin now and really big. Siri fits into it with all this other stuff.
But now I think we should talk about the problems with them.
Okay. Yeah, Siri cannot listen to you at all. She sucks at listening. She has no listening skills whatsoever. Like if I said, oh wait, I have one more thing good about Siri.
Okay, fine.
You can curse at Siri. If you say, open up YouTube, you scrub, or I will rip your intestines out. All she understands is open YouTube, and YouTube will open. That's true. That is true. That is true. You can ask her that here. His iPad's right here. Let's go. One, you gotta unlock it. Let's see. Does it work? Open YouTube, you little scrub, or I will rip your intestines out. YouTube, it worked! It opened YouTube!
No, no. I bet that would happen with Alexa, too.
Okay.
But
Siri understands you more if you curse at her. I'm just gonna say that.
Okay, so, as I was saying, would you like to go first?
Okay, go ahead.
No, would you? Oh. Would you like to go first about Siri?
So, Siri, she cannot listen to you.
Once, the first time me and my family discovered Siri, it was like we asked, who are the three main characters in Harry Potter? And she said, I did not understand the question, who are the three main characters in Harry Pirates?
Yeah, like, if you said, and sometimes when you say something like you curse at it, the one problem is that it'll actually, like, probably it'll like, translate it into something that you didn't want it to say, and then it Google search it, and then it'd be stuck on your internet tab, and you have to erase your history to get rid of it! No.
Well,
okay, so Alexa is better at listening. We can get that done.
One of my things is, whenever I have friends that are named Alexa over, there will be times when we're talking, and then suddenly she'll just turn on and say, I did not understand the question I was given.
Can you change Alexa's name?
No.
Can Alexa change her name?
No.
Siri can change your nickname.
But
she doesn't hear. Like, and my sister, she tried to change her name too. Her name is Bay, but it changed to actually B-A-Y. So it actually sounded like, is Bay. So she changed it to spell it how Bay is actually spelled, B-A-E. And it turns to my sister, whatever her name is Bay.
Bay? Bay? Another thing about Alexa.
She thinks she's from Seattle.
Yes. whenever you ask her, like, what time is it? She'll answer, like it's like, let's say it's 8 in the morning. She'll say, it is currently 1 p.m.
Because Seattle's time
is
different from where we're located.
And if you're wondering why she thinks she's in Seattle, it's because she's American. Because she's made in Seattle.
Did you get her in America?
I don't know.
Did you get it for Christmas?
No. I just wasn't with my family at the time that they got it. Like, they didn't get it a long time ago. I was just, like, at a camp or something.
If you got multiple Alexas, even though they're expensive, that would be great.
Yeah, they're pretty. That's another thing. It's pretty expensive. But so are devices.
iPhones, yeah. Like, the problem with Siri is you can't, the only time you can figure out, really, if you have, like, let's say, iPhone 4. Some people keep their old-gen phones. Like, iPhone 4 to, like, iPods and all this stuff like that. You have to put Siri in because before it just go to voice memo, so you thought that Siri would be there, but she isn't. So it's the same thing with some iPhone 5s. Mm. But with the iPhone 6, 6S, stuff like that, you actually get the Siri automatically because Siri's grown so popular. You can actually look up a bunch of there's like a bunch of videos of the voice of Siri. But I think I learned that the Siri, they actually, Like, she probably doesn't have an answer to every question. She probably just says, like, a bunch of words or something. And then you just put it in together. But it must be hard work to make, like, Alexa or Siri. Because it takes probably a lot of time for whoever's the voice.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you this. If Alexa had the same voice as Siri, then we would not be doing this. Alexa and Siri are two completely different people.
Yeah. And I think that's all that we have to say. If you want to learn, if you want to you can vote for who is the better device.
And if you don't know who Alexa is, then just look it up.
Look it up, or just tell by the feedback that we've given you. And,
because I bet all of you know who Siri is, because you're probably listening to this on some sort of device.
So, yeah.
You can also change Siri to an Australian male.
Okay.
Or any different accent.
Okay. So.
We should just go to Games of the Week then.
You can email us, send in your vote, just say, vote Siri or vote Alexa.
At the top of the subject then?
Yep.
And then, if you want to ask us any questions in that email, feel free.
Yep. So
we want our popularity to grow. So please tell your friends, your parents, your dog, and then it'll tell its friends from the dog place.
And then it'll tell its owners.
And then that owner will tell its friends that its dog tailed him about the WWE podcast. And then it will listen to the WWE podcast. Okay. And then it will tell its friends.
Okay, I get
to the Golden Globes.
Okay, so if you want to let us know about some other games that we should try out, or our devices, or cool new things, just email us or tell us on our Instagram. But I think we should talk about AJ's Nintendo thing.
Yep, old Jen is back in the house here at the Bubble Gamers. When you heard Nintendo DS, I thought you all meant, you forgot the 3D! No, I didn't. I actually have a regular Nintendo DS. I like to play Mario Kart on it from 2010. It's still really fun. Like, old gen games are still good. I mean, they're still good games. Like, if there's an old Mario Kart game, it's still good. Those type of games are just, they're back. So, I've been playing lots of that, and most people probably, if you do have a 2DS with Mario Kart, props to you, because it's like the best game and you can probably all agree with me. But, so yeah, Mario Kart. I also have a WWE game from 2010. It's Lego Star Wars, Lego Batman, SpongeBob, really anything you can name, I probably have.
Wow.
Old gen.
Wait. How good are the graphics?
I mean, 2010 still had pretty good graphics, like you can tell and stuff. And like,
yeah.
Everything still looks pretty clear. Obviously, 4K's coming out with all this stuff makes everything a lot better, puts it to shame. But you can still say the graphics are pretty good. Like, if you had no idea what a 4K TV or any type of other Xbox, PlayStation, which probably you already know what it is, but if you didn't, you'd see this and you saw this the first time. You saw any type of screen, which is probably the least thing in the world. Sabotage's world is eyes. You'd say it's pretty good.
What? I was? Okay, sorry. I didn't know.
I bet every person has probably seen an iPhone in their life. I'm just going to say that.
Yes.
About more than 50% of the world population actually owns an iPhone. About 80% probably has seen. Lots of people have seen. I bet babies have seen iPhones.
Not necessarily iPhones, but an Apple device.
Not even Apple devices. I any type of smartphone. Smartphones have been running wild. Soon, our smartphones are going to be about that tall.
Yeah, because they've already made an iPad that's like the size of a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is so big.
Like, they may as well. So, people like to make a joke. I was on a trip in Iceland. And there was an Apple store there, and there was this giant iPad for display. It was a giant iPhone. I said, there's the iPhone 30 right there. It was, like, pretty much the size up to the roof of your house.
Yeah.
And then it was about as wide as probably, I don't know, your ceiling fan to the wall. But it was really big. I don't know. You just never know how big the newest model of the iPhone is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, some phones are even bigger. Like, hey, what's that? Oh, you got a new iPad. Yeah, it's actually mine.
I think we have to end it at the moment.
Games of the Week, mine's Nintendo DS, Mario Kart.
Mine is just Destiny.
Destiny, all right.
Yes.
So, our Instagram is Double Gamers Podcast, our YouTube is Double Gamers Podcast, and our email is DoubleGamers2.com.
So, Double Gamers Podcast.
Double Gamers Podcast for both of them. And then our email is DoubleGamers2004@gmail.com. Sabotage's two random words of the week.
Well.
We got tissues, we got magazines, we got anything. Dogs, cats. Sisters.
Rainbow Bush painting present. Bye. This is a comment.
This is
someone asked us
to sing.
Yes.
So we are going to sing.
We should sing.
Water dolls.
Water dolls. Can't stand them anymore. Water dolls. Water dolls. They're not on sale anymore.
Good night, bye.
Yes.